Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at this passage, Isaiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. In that day, man will look at his Maker, and his eyes will look on the Holy One of Israel. He will not look to the altars, the work of his hands, and he will not look on what his own fingers have made, either the ashram or the altars of incense. So in this passage, the phrase "in this day" refers to a time of God's judgment on those who oppose him. In some passages, this phrase refers to the end times. In others, it refers to our current situation. Here, the phrase refers to a time when Israel, because of disobedience, would be invaded by the Assyrian army. In the day of invasion, God's people finally turned to him for help and deliverance. The altars they had built to foreign gods would be of no assistance. Ashram were wooden symbols of the Canaanite fertility god and partner of Baal. But the lifeless altars and the lifeless gods would offer no aid when the enemy swarmed down upon the people. So there's a great lesson for us. If you're trusting in anything but God, one day the circumstances of life will clearly show you the utter futility of your gods, small g. The altars of career and possessions will offer no relief. One day you will look to your Maker, but please don't wait till that day when it's too late. Turn your eyes to the Holy One today and follow hard after him. So let's talk to God about our passage. Father, open my eyes and my heart to see what I'm depending on. Forgive me if it is anything or anyone but you. Give me strength to destroy any false gods. Help me to look to you alone, my Maker and the Holy One. Help me teach my children and grandchildren the danger and futility of trusting in things of this world. Help me show them how to keep focused on you and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.